Rena, how are you? Oh, happy June the 8th. We're nearly halfway, aren't we? We're nearly halfway. Unbelievable. I just had the best week last week. I was just living my little dream, and I did a post on LinkedIn because I got up at bloody Monday morning. I had to get up at 3 a.m. I had to leave home at 4 a.m. and I flew at 5 a.m. all at fucking ridiculous o'clock. But I was living the dream, you know, like it was such a gift last week to be in the most extraordinary places. Like I was in Melbourne, I was in Wellington, I was in Christchurch, I was in Queenstown, just the most beautiful locations around this beautiful country. So I had this big moment of, fuck, I'm lucky. And, you know, it can go both ways, can't it? Because you think, oh God, you know, life's hard and there's a lot going on and life is actually quite hard for a lot of people at the moment. I was at a conference on Friday in Queenstown, amazing conference, Women in Business, and run by the Queenstown Chamber of Commerce. And I had some really cool conversations about, you know, what's hard for women in business, what's hard for them in the economic landscape, what's hard for them in like generationally, because a lot of the women I spoke to are dealing with their caregiving for parents or parent and or family, some kind of whānau, and then they've also got teenagers and then they're juggling all the fucking things. Like, and when you're trying to deal with menopause, a career, aging parents and older children, teenagers, it's a fucking lot, man. It's a lot. Like, one of the women sat down next to me and she said, oh, is this your first time here? And she said, yes, it is. I said, it's a really cool event. It's really cool. Like, isn't this just beautiful? Look at all these fucking magnificent women. And I think it was 270 women or something. And she just burst into tears. And she said, I'm never in a room surrounded by women. She worked in a very male-dominated industry. She said, this feels really weird to me. And I said, she said, I feel really safe. I said, yeah, and not physically. I don't think she felt physically unsafe in her workplace, but she just felt understood and like everyone. It was so beautiful. I just loved it. I loved it. And then I got my planner open and I'm looking at it. So last night I was having my pre-meeting with myself to go, what the fuck's happening this week, Lisa? Because like these weeks at the moment are a bit bonkers. And I thought, I don't even know what's happening. And the quote in my 166 of the planner this week says, our energy starts with our thoughts. What are you thinking? And I really like that. And I love the idea that our life is always moving in the direction of our strongest thought. So what's your strongest thought at the moment? If your strongest thought is winter's shit and oh, I'm going to get sick, or if your strongest thought is, you know, there's a man in America running around's lives, or I don't know what your strongest thought is. It might just be that my life's really hard and boo-hoo, poor me. I think we've got to really check in with our strongest thoughts. What are they? And I think that my strongest thought at the moment, it's very tempting for me to fall into the I'm busy, I'm very busy, I'm busy, busy. And, you know, I'm busy. Like, I'm the only fucking busy person that's ever walked the planet. And it's like, you know, busy is a state of mind, isn't it? Like, I'm as busy as I want to be, and I'm as busy as I am delighted to be. Like, as a self-employed person, be careful what you wish for, because you want to be busy or you haven't got any bloody money and then you haven't got any groceries, right? Oh, so my strongest thought at the moment is I am lucky. So fucking lucky. Lucky is my favourite thought because I do genuinely feel really lucky. So I think that's my strongest thought. Maybe you could borrow that. Maybe that could be yours now. So you're welcome. You can have that thought. So that's a bit exciting. I've got a meeting with a property company. I'm very excited to be speaking. I'm speaking at Property Brokers Big Conference, which is their 40th year. Isn't that amazing when someone starts a business and 40 years later they're still in the room? Like, I fucking love that. Oh, excuse me, sipping my tea. I love that because I love the saying that the crop grows best when the farmer's in the field. So for 40 years, the farmer has been in the field. That's an outstanding, What's the word? Maybe I should have had coffee instead of tea. What's the word? It's an outstanding achievement. There we go. That's what it is. So anyway, that's good. So after I've been to that, I'm going to go and have a massage because I've got problems with my neck at the moment because I just think because of the busy thing, just carrying bags and tattooing around the country, I've got a sore neck. So one must be proactive. I spent all weekend drinking potassium broth, which I made to keep my body on tip-top condition because I was a little under the weather with a few flu-y things. And I'm like, right, come on, body, we need some bolstering. So I've been doing that. So that's exciting. And then as luck would have it, I have an appointment with my gorgeous naturopath, Susan Hunter, on Tuesday because I've got my blood back. Oh, I haven't. Susan's got my blood. And she's going to tell me what's happening in my body and what I need to tweak. Like, am I up in this, down in that, across in that, fucking too much this, not enough of that, whatever. So I do love that. I think a good check-in. If you haven't had blood tests recently, please go and get them. Get some blood tests and get someone who is interested. In, like, Susan's amazing. But yeah, I'm really big on getting data on your body, on your body. And then I've got a couple of mentoring appointments in the afternoon where I'm mentoring people. And then Energy Club, we've got our quarterly Ask Me Anything. So if you're part of Energy Club, if you're not, you really should be. It's awesome. It's really fun. So you get a podcast and an energy lesson every week and you get a text message every day and we do these quarterly reviews where you can just come along and ask me whatever the fuck you want. So that's what's happening on Tuesday evening. And then Wednesday's a whole lot of work with a wee haircut. My hair's got very woolly. I saw photos of myself in Queenstown on stage and I thought, what the fuck, Lisa? I looked like I had a set. I had a big buffy hairdo. I have half a haircut normally every 4 weeks because I don't like the dramatic difference between, oh, you've had a haircut. I like to just be low-key about that. Anyway, so, but it must have been 5 weeks or either that or I've had so much broth, maybe that's it. My hair is just sprouting from my fucking head. So that's a lot. And then I'm talking to a very exciting client about an event I've got next month on Thursday morning and then I'm flying to Christchurch. And I've got dinner with an amazing woman who I mentor, who is extraordinary, and she is writing a book, and I'm helping her, and we're going to brainstorm all of that while we eat some gorgeous food. Then I'm running a workshop for a whole lot of professional conference organisers. Like, they're amazing people, man. The shit that they deal with, they are just fucking like octopuses with 16 legs. They're amazing humans. And then I've got to fly lickety-split to Auckland, pick up a rental car, pick up my friend Fiona, my gorgeous friend Fiona. I call her Fiona because it's just funny. I've got lots of funny names I call my friends. But anyway, my gorgeous friend Fiona and I are off to a retreat. We're going to lie down and this is the art of rest and we're going to rest deeply. Hardcore rest, like hardcore rest. So going away, I love it. I'd go every year. It's up in the Coromandel and it's at a vegan retreat at Mana where I also hold Repotted later on this year. But I get to go and just lie down. I don't have to run anything. I don't have to teach anyone anything. I just get to lie down and lie on the floor. And oh my God, I cannot wait to see Neil and Carla because they are both so extraordinary and I just cannot wait to be up there. So that's going to be pretty amazing. And it's my whole weekend, lying down. Resting, it's the perfect time. Lying in blankets and bolsters and just chilling out and hiding from the world. Like, that makes me really happy. So, I'm yawning because my sleep stats are probably a bit down. And now is the time to look after yourself. So I suggest that you make yourself some very nurturing. I've gone vegetarian this week in preparation. I've been a bit meat heavy. So I just thought every now and then I go, nah, fuck, I'm going all plants, up the plants, Lisa. And it's not really about eating meat. It's just about not reducing meat. It's really about increasing plants. So I made this beautiful curry last night. It was amazing. Potato and lentil and spinach. And it was sexy as. And so, yeah, I'm doing lots of veggies. So I'm really into that because at this time of year, you just want to look after your wee self, don't you? Because everyone's got to sneeze. And so that's what we need to do. So there we go. Haircut, massage, and a big rest. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. So I'll get to lie down. Hopefully we'll get to meet some new people who are like-minded because people that go to these sorts of things are always a bit like-minded. We're like, hey, and, you know, they want to rest too or they want to learn rest or whatever the fuck they want to do. So I'm excited and I'm going to be vegetarian or possibly vegan all weekend. Gosh, I'm going to be so healthy. I don't know who's got me the week after that, but shit. Oh, I'm at a National Health and Safety Conference. Look at that. I'll be bouncing off the walls. I'll have way too much energy. They'll need to calm me down. I'll be like crazy. Because, you know, I do practice what I preach, and energy is my fucking thing. And it's my thing because people always say to me, how come you've got so much energy? And I'm like, how come you haven't? Like, everything you do is an energy decision. The time you go to bed, the tea you drink, the clothes you wear, the person you sit next to, the places you go, the things you spend your money on, everything's an energy decision, you know? So that's pretty exciting, actually. So go make some good energy decisions. If you sign up for the Energy Club, you can come and come to my Ask Me Anything little Q&A session tomorrow night, which will be fun. And yeah, how good's that? I'm off to order some, go and buy some tickets to the Royal New Zealand Ballet for my friend David and I to go to the ballet, because that's something we used to do all the time. We haven't done it for ages, and it's in July, and both our birthdays are in July. So I've got to go and order some tickets. That's what's next on my list. There you go, written it down. It's got to happen. Right, have a lovely week. Toodaloo.